From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United Nations is calling for an international inquiry into Saturday's airstrike in Yemen for possible war crimes. The strike hit a funeral gathering in the capital Sana'a, killing 140 people and wounding hundreds more. The Saudi-led coalition is suspected. Riyadh has launched an investigation. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon denounced the attack.
Excuses ring hollow, given the pattern of violence throughout the conflict. Parties cannot hide behind the fog of this war. A man-made catastrophe is unfolding before our eyes.
The UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad Al Hussein renewed his call for an investigation, saying the bombing of a funeral cannot go unpunished. His spokesperson is Ravina Shamdasani.
There needs to be accountability. There needs to be justice. The fact that there isn't justice and accountability is allowing these very serious violations to go on with impunity.
UN envoy to Yemen Ismail Oud Sheikh Ahmed said in his words, everything possible must be done to ensure authors of these heinous attacks face justice. He called on the Saudi coalition to publish the results of its findings into the strikes. The UN estimates more than 4,100 civilians have been killed, thousands more wounded, since the Saudi-led air campaign began in March last year. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, on the second leg of her three-nation trip to Africa, Monday announced an $86 million economic and security package for Niger, aimed at fighting terrorism and stemming the migrant influx to Europe. Most migrants fleeing Africa via Libya come through Niger. Nigerian President Mahamadou Issoufou said German troops will be part of a logistics center in Niamey in an effort to combat jihadism in Mali. Ms. Merkel, who visited Mali, goes next to Ethiopia, admitted that efforts to stabilize Africa as a root cause of mass migration is a long-term project. This is VOA News. The UN called for a massive response, totaling $119 million for the humanitarian crisis that's unfolding in Haiti, following last week's major hurricane that killed hundreds and destroyed homes and crops on a wide scale. Among the groups already on the ground is AmeriCares, whose CEO is Michael Neinheis.
This is a terrible natural disaster. It is maybe not getting the attention that it deserves because of so many other things happening, but this is a bad deal for the people of Haiti. Probably the biggest natural disaster since the Nepal earthquake.
Hurricane Matthew slammed into Haiti, the Dominican Republic, the Bahamas, and Cuba Tuesday and Wednesday, leaving widespread death and destruction, deemed the worst such storm to hit the Caribbean in a decade. In the latest sign of a thaw in relations, Russia and Turkey Monday signed agreements to build gas pipelines from Russia that will supply natural gas to both Turkey and Western Europe. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, hosting his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Istanbul, said the agreements represent a normalization of bilateral ties. The project was frozen after Turkish jets shot down a Russian warplane operating from a Syrian airbase last November. South African police clashed with student protesters Monday at the University of Witwatersrand, demanding free education. Police were pelted with stones and responded with tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannon. Fasia Hassan is a student leader.
If there is loss of the academic program, it will not be the fault of students. It will be the fault of the government and of the state for failing to address a national crisis.
The school had just reopened after being shuttered last week with similar protests centering on tuition fee hikes, seen as too expensive for poorer, mostly black students. The head of German domestic intelligence said a Syrian man arrested Monday in Germany was allegedly planning a bombing attack at a Berlin airport in the name of Islamic State. The 22-year-old Syrian refugee was recognized by three other Syrians with whom he sought refuge. They bound him and contacted police. Rwandan President Paul Kagame has criticized France after it launched a new investigation into the plane crash that killed the Burundian president, sparking the African country's genocide in 1994. Mr. Kagame, a rebel leader at the time, has been accused of being implicated in the downing of President Juvenal Habyarimana's plane that also killed the French air crew. Former European Union budget auditor Kirsty Kaljulaid was sworn in Monday to a five-year term as Estonia's youngest and first female president, the Baltic nation's fourth head of state since it gained independence 25 years ago. She was elected early this month by Parliament as a consensus candidate to fill a largely ceremonial post. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.